WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear, 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly later this evening and especially overnight. We'll have a high today around 86 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Western Iowa news, a transient was arrested following a brief standoff in Council Bluffs Monday. The Council Bluffs Police Department said 29-year-old Kevin Richard Baquette was taken into custody at around 10:30 a.m. after the Omaha Metro Fugitive Task Force tracked Baquette to a residence and attempted to apprehend him on a warrant for a parole violation. The man is accused of locking himself inside of a detached garage behind the home. Authorities communicated with Baquette for about 45 minutes, during which he threatened to harm himself. At around 10:30, officers could smell smoke coming from the garage. They broke into the structure and Baquette was taken into custody without further incident. Authorities learned the man had started a small fire in the garage and there was evidence he had attempted to compromise the natural gas line inside the building. Damage to the garage was described as minimal. Police Captain Todd Wedham says Baquette was checked by medics at the scene, but he did not require any treatment. Wedham said Baquette was on parole for arson charges. He was arrested for the parole violation related to the earlier arson, theft, and attempted burglary charges, in addition to a warrant for third-degree criminal mischief and interference with official acts. Bluffs police recovered two stolen cars on the property. An investigation continues with regard to those vehicles, and additional charges against Baquette are pending. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Well, police in Red Oak arrested a Pottawatomie County man Monday afternoon. 43-year-old Kevin Michael Stedman of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for obstruction of emergency communications and domestic abuse assault. Stedman was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Two people were arrested on separate charges Monday night in Red Oak. The police department reports officers arrested 37-year-old Richard Allen Straw of Red Oak at the intersection of North 3rd and Knuckles Streets for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Straw was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and driving while suspended. He was taken into custody at around 9:40 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $2,000. And just before midnight Monday, Red Oak police arrested 23-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wilberding of Red Oak. She was found lying on the top floor hallway of an apartment building, allegedly intoxicated. Wilberding was taken into custody on a charge of public intoxication and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held at $300 bond. A Western Iowa man has been accused of molesting two toddlers at his house in the community of Coon Rapids. The Coon Rapids Police Department says 51-year-old Scott Allen Warnke was arrested last Thursday and faces two counts of second-degree sexual abuse. Warnke is accused of molesting the young girls while they visited his home in January. A witness recently told authorities that Warnke was alone with the girls at some point and the girls were partially disrobed. Their ages have not been released. The Carroll Daily Times Herald reports that Warnke was taken to the Carroll County Jail. A preliminary hearing is set for this Thursday. And the Omaha World Herald reports authorities in Carroll County are offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the successful prosecution of the person or persons responsible for the death of a mother and her adult son a little more than 2 weeks ago in Glidden. The bodies of 48-year-old Tammy DeVore and 30-year-old Carl DeVore were found by Carroll County deputies inside the mobile home where Tammy DeVore lived the night of Sunday, May the 18th. Authorities have not released how the DeVores died, but said their deaths were the result of homicides. There have been no arrests. Anyone with information is asked to call the Carroll County Sheriff's Office at 712-792-4393. News time is 7:12.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Scott Peterson, age 37, of Omaha, died Thursday. Services for Scott Peterson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Bethany Lutheran Church in Elkhorn, Nebraska. The Heafy, Hoffman, Doric, and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has arrangements. Patricia Schmidt, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Memorial services for Patricia Schmidt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arthur Wheelock, age 75, of Anita, died Sunday. Services for Art Wheelock will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Doris Lindemann, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Doris Lindemann will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Edmund John Mihalik, age 87, of Harlan, died Sunday. Memorial services for Edmund Mihalik will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Evelyn Northrup, age 95, of Audubon, died Sunday. Services for Evelyn Northrup will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jesse Leeper, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jesse Leeper will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kiera Christensen, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kiera Christensen will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Nancy Young, age 77, of Oakland, died May the 7th. Memorial services for Nancy Young will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Norma Shields, age 91, of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Norma Shields will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Julie Hansen, age 59, who's formerly of Elkhorn, died May the 29th in Davenport. A celebration of life service for Julie Hansen will be Thursday at 2:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Brooks, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Brooks will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Max Hummel, age 96, who's formerly of Oakland, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Max Hummel will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Eldo Meyer, age 96, who's formerly of the Atlantic area, died May the 17th. Graveside services with full military honors for Eldo Meyer will be held on June the 20th at 9 a.m., followed by a celebration of life memorial service at the Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Howard Hoover, age 66, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Private family services will be held for Howard Hoover at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.